We're in Samoa, November 4th, 1918. It's mid-morning and a ship's anchored in Apia Harbour. It's about as picturesque a scene as you can imagine. The ship's well known to the locals and dozens of them paddle out in canoes to welcome its arrival. Then one of the crew of the ship, a Samoan man, comes to the railing and shouts out to the crowd of boats.
Aloi ai mai I lanei va'a!
Translated to English, there's sickness in this boat.
Anybody who goes to Apia, there's a place called Three Corners, which everybody who comes in from the airport to Apia has to go through. And there's a big church, but behind it is a mass grave. And it has a monument on it. And none of the occupants of the mass grave are named. And eyewitnesses at the time say that many of the people that went into that grave were not quite dead. But there's other graves, other mass graves throughout Apia, all unmarked.
That's Mike Field. He's a New Zealand journalist and author of the book Black Saturday, New Zealand's Tragic Blunders in Samoa. The disease that filled the graves Mike mentioned is infamous, a virulent strain of a virus that's gone by many names over the years. The Naples soldier, the Spanish lady, swine flu, H1N1, or perhaps most famously, Spanish flu. Internationally, it's thought to have killed up to 100 million people, about 4% of the world's population. That's more than both world wars combined. But the outbreak in Samoa was particularly awful.
It is truly horrific. And, you know, if we think, for instance, a comparison to New Zealand, I mean, New Zealand sees itself as hard hit by the influenza epidemic. It sees itself, still 100 years later, we commemorate the First World War. But if you combine the deaths of the First World War and the influenza epidemic that New Zealand suffered, it was 2% of the population. Samoa suffers between 22 and 25% mortality in just a few weeks.
That's Damon Salesa, Associate Professor of Pacific Studies at Auckland University. Possibly the most horrific part in this story is the role New Zealand played in it, and particularly the actions of the callous military administrator who ruled Samoa from 1914 to 1918. But to understand his story, we need to go back further to look at how Samoa came to be under New Zealand's control in the first place.
Segment 1.
We're in Samoa, November 4th, 1918. It's mid-morning and a ship's anchored in Apia Harbour. It's about as picturesque a scene as you can imagine. The ship's well known to the locals and dozens of them paddle out in canoes to welcome its arrival. Then one of the crew of the ship, a Samoan man, comes to the railing and shouts out to the crowd of boats.
Aloi ai mai I lanei va'a!
Translated to English, there's sickness in this boat.
Segment 2.
Anybody who goes to Apia, there's a place called Three Corners, which everybody who comes in from the airport to Apia has to go through. And there's a big church, but behind it is a mass grave. And it has a monument on it. And none of the occupants of the mass grave are named. And eyewitnesses at the time say that many of the people that went into that grave were not quite dead. But there's other graves, other mass graves throughout Apia, all unmarked.
That's Mike Field. He's a New Zealand journalist and author of the book Black Saturday, New Zealand's Tragic Blunders in Samoa.
Segment 3.
The disease that filled the graves Mike mentioned is infamous, a virulent strain of a virus that's gone by many names over the years. The Naples soldier, the Spanish lady, swine flu, H1N1, or perhaps most famously, Spanish flu. Internationally, it's thought to have killed up to 100 million people, about 4% of the world's population. That's more than both world wars combined. But the outbreak in Samoa was particularly awful.
It is truly horrific. And, you know, if we think, for instance, a comparison to New Zealand, I mean, New Zealand sees itself as hard hit by the influenza epidemic. It sees itself, we're still 100 years later, we commemorate the First World War.
Segment 4.
But if you combine the deaths of the First World War and the influenza epidemic that New Zealand suffered, it was 2% of the population. Samoa suffers between 22 and 25% mortality in just a few weeks.
That's Damon Salesa, Associate Professor of Pacific Studies at Auckland University. Possibly the most horrific part in this story is the role New Zealand played in it, and particularly the actions of the callous military administrator who ruled Samoa from 1914 to 1918. But to understand his story, we need to go back further to look at how Samoa came to be under New Zealand's control in the first place.